Title: Buy American and Hire American. New executive order promises to put American workers first, but practical impacts remain unclear. Content: On April 18, President Trump signed a new executive order, EO, at a ceremony in Kenosha, Wisconsin. The EO is entitled Buy American and Hire American and focuses on these two themes, with the president's stated goal of ending the theft of American prosperity by focusing on American workers and products. While the details of how the new EO will be applied will undoubtedly take months to implement, pending numerous agency-level reviews, companies doing business with the federal government, or with an interest in foreign high-skill workers, should be aware of these new developments so that they can prepare for the adjustments they will need to make in the near future, as the president's efforts to put American workers first take shape. Buy American. The Buy American portion of the EO sets the already obvious Trump administration policy to maximize the use of goods, products, and materials produced in the U.S. The stated end goals are to promote economic and national security and to help stimulate economic growth, create good jobs at decent wages, strengthen our middle class, and support the American manufacturing and defense industrial base. These kinds of objectives have long been a priority for the federal government dating back to the Great Depression, but the new EO re-emphasizes these objectives, calling particular attention to the various Buy American laws that currently govern federal spending. As an initial matter, there is not one single Buy American statute. There are numerous statutes for numerous agencies that impose unique purchasing requirements for that agency and for specific types of products. Some Buy American requirements merely impose an evaluation preference for domestically manufactured products, while other Buy American requirements require the delivery of products that are wholly, both the product and the component materials, manufactured in the U.S. Some Buy American requirements have numerous exceptions available, while others have very few, if any, including exceptions relating to the purchase of commercially available off-the-shelf products. Some Buy American requirements are expressly waived under International Free Trade Agreements, FTAs, which grant our trading partners some degree of reciprocity in the U.S. and foreign public procurement markets. The EO acknowledges that there are multiple, different statutory requirements, but it nonetheless casts all Buy American requirements broadly, demanding that agencies take greater steps to ensure that U.S.-made products and, in turn, U.S. industry are given the maximum practicable priority over foreign alternatives. Beyond setting forth the broad policy announcements described above, the EO does little that immediately affects government contractors. Specifically, the EO includes the following directives: every agency shall scrupulously monitor, enforce, and comply with Buy American laws, to the extent they are applicable, an objective that, frankly, should already be happening under existing laws. Agencies shall minimize the use of Buy American waivers, ensuring that public interest waivers should be construed to ensure the maximum utilization of goods, products, and materials produced in the United States, and ensuring that agency heads take appropriate account of whether a significant portion of the cost advantage of a foreign-sourced product is the result of the use of dumped steel, iron, or manufactured goods, or the use of injuriously subsidized steel, iron, or manufactured goods, within 60 days, by approximately June 19, 2017, the key regulators shall issue guidance, which may well include updates to the regulations, to assist the agencies in better implementing the administration's Buy American priorities, within 150 days, by approximately September 18, 2017, agencies shall assess the ways in which the agencies monitor, enforce, and implement compliance with Buy American requirements, assess the use of waivers, including the impacts that such waivers may have on domestic jobs and manufacturing, and develop policies that ensure government procurements and grants maximize the use of materials sourced from or manufactured in the U.S. The Secretary of Commerce and the U.S. Trade Representative shall also assess the impacts of various free trade agreements on the operation.